Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for the BOGP Open Line, where we take your calls for the next hour. This show was originally recorded on Sunday night, June 27th, 2021, with my good buddy, hashtag Scotty G, joining us. We talk about the news of the week, and man, there was a lot of news. We have the Salt and Straw ice cream joint coming to Disney Springs, new fireworks shows for the 50th. Little statues, kites coming to Animal Kingdom. Magical Express is no longer, going to send the information to you prior to your trip, and the Incredibles room over at the Contemporary. We talk about that, and we take your calls and decide if Run Disney is trolling all the runners right now. I think they are. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great free services they offer you over at themagicforless.com. Also, there's a free way to support the show. It's just to click through our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, thank you so much to our patrons. You guys support the show. You guys are the heart and soul of everything we do here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Thank you so much for your support. If you'd like to jump in and get a fifth show every week called Mike in the Midwest, it comes out every Thursday. Just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday night. Welcome to the BOGP Open Line. We're recording this show live on Sunday night, June 27th, 2021. And we're going to be taking your calls here in just a few minutes at 407-413-9395. This is your show. You drive the discussion tonight. We'll talk about whatever you want, but we're going to lead off here with some news at the top of the show. But before we do that, we got to get to the guy who is always on the links. You'll find him out there more than Arnold Palmer in his heyday. We got Scotty G from up in Michigan, which is impressive because it's been raining up there for like a week solid. And then I look and find my friends and he's out playing golf today. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, Mike. Happy to be here as always on a Sunday with you. Yes, the rain has been insane for the last few days. And looking at the forecast, Mike, it's going to be like this for another 5 to 7 days. So that's why there was like a 3-hour window where there was supposed to be not any rain. I ended up getting poured on, still on the golf course, but no lightning. So it was safe and I was able to squeeze in 12 holes, which is awesome.
That's so weird. The 12 hole thing. I've never heard of that in my life, but apparently, I mean, it is, it's probably just about the right amount of holes for a golfer, you know, something after work or something.
It's the perfect after work round. Yep. Cause sometimes 18 is too much, right? But sometimes you want to do a little more than 9. So 12 is perfect. And I tell you, I always call it the back three at this course we play. They're like three of the most gorgeous holes in the area, so they're pretty fun to play.
All right, and speaking of golf, we're going to be playing down at Walt Disney World at the Magnolia Golf Course. Wade is in the chat. He'll be playing with us along with Phil Scheingold. A lot of you guys know him. He's one of the folks that puts on the Indy Disney meet and was down there with Give Kids the World this past December where we broadcasted live from the Village. And so, I'm thoroughly getting ready to get my butt whipped like the St. Louis Cardinals over the past couple of weeks. And I told Scott already, so I gotta give this warning and this disclaimer at the top of the show. Just everybody lean in, get ready. If you say the word Cardinals when you call in, you will immediately get hung up on. And I am not kidding because we talked about this on Mike in the Midwest. We take pride in our baseball team here in St. Louis. It's a St. Louis thing. We love our Cardinals. We almost got no hit today by a kid that's never pitched in the big leagues by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Okay, so stop. Okay, we're not talking about it. We're going to talk Disney because that's more fun, and I'll be down there in 9 days.
And talk about the golf, too. I won't even talk on the Cardinals. We won't talk about them. But you were talking about Phil and, like, Give Kids the World and all that. I wonder if we could, like, start, like some type of annual BOGP open down there that, like, raises money for Give Kids the World or something. We get a lot of interest in that. That could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, because, I mean, as soon as we said we were playing, everybody's like, well, hey, we're –
everyone wanted to play, right?
I know. I'm like, who knew? I mean, I didn't know. We're just trying to do something while we're on vacation. Yeah. So, yeah, that'd be a great. We got to get on that. Like, we have a lot of projects. Okay, so let's hit the news over at themouseforless.com. You can follow along if you want. Just go over to themouseforless.com, click on Walt Disney World, and then the news. First news we're going to talk about kind of relates to Friday's show. That's why we talked about ice cream on Friday. The new Salt and Straw ice cream is coming to Disney Springs. Second ice cream place at the Springs, and actually I think this is pretty much needed. Ricky says, there's another great sweet place coming to Disney Springs. Salt and Straw is officially coming to the Walt Disney World Resort, according to the Disney Springs Instagram account. And Salt and Straw was hinting at it over the weekend, she said. Salt and Straw is a family-run ice cream company courtesy of Tyler and Kim Malik. The Sweet Spot is known for serving up imaginative ice cream flavors. Best of all, their ice cream is all made in small batches using the best local, organic, and sustainable ingredients. In addition, they offer seasonal flavors, and they partner with local farmers and artisans. Here's what I was looking for. Here's what we need to know. The ice cream shop offers up traditional flavors like chocolate gooey brownie and double fold vanilla. However, they also offer up some incredibly unique flavors like strawberry honey balsamic with black pepper. Nope.
Insane.
Why are you going to ruin good ice cream like that? Anyway, so yeah, that is coming to Disney Springs here. Sometime next year, it looks like 2022. So it looks like I won't be having any Salt and Straw in a couple of weeks, but exciting news. I mean, it's always good when we get a new place to get some snacks, right, Scott?
Yep. I'm trying to figure out what double fold vanilla means. Like, I love vanilla. Like, I have no idea what that means, but sign me up. I don't like to fold when I play poker, but like, I'll do it for ice cream, I guess.
That's right. I mean, Kenny Rogers, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. All right. So you can
I
go with this
location's in Disneyland too, which we've been to before. I don't remember that. I know Emily and Elizabeth really enjoyed it. I think I may have skipped, which is hard to believe, right? I skipped out on some ice cream, I know we've had it before and it was good.
Okay, so let's hit this next door. I don't know if you haven't pulled up too, Scott. Do you? The fireworks daytime shows and more announced for Walt Disney World's 50th?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to talk about that picture.
So is that news? What?
Yeah, well, I mean, we haven't talked about this yet, but...
It was a joke, yeah.
I'm slow today. So that picture, though, that goes with this story that I saw on social media with, like, everything looking gold, like the entire castle gold, like Main Street USA looking gold. I hope they do that. I don't know if that was just like a Photoshop thing to catch your attention, but if they can pull that off and make everything just look like a gold icon with fireworks around it, I would imagine they can. I mean, yeah, it looks great.
So it reminds me of Disneyland Forever's fireworks that they did for the 60th. And what they did, Mike, I don't know if you remember this, but they would have like, they would do projections down the buildings on Main Street. So like you could be almost anywhere on Main Street and you would see these awesome projections. And one I think about the most is they did a step in time sequence for Mary Poppins. So you had the chimney sweeps like going up and down, like all around the buildings on Main Street. Like it felt like they're like jumping on you. And like, it was like the coolest thing. So I know they can totally do that gold effect, which looks outstanding in the image. It's so cool.
I'm so ready. Okay. So give us the lowdown on what's happening here, because I was surprised to hear about new fireworks shows.
I was very surprised, and I like how Ricky started the article. She was just, wow, what a morning.
Yeah, no kidding.
So today Disney shared some huge, H-U-G-W, I think we got a little typo there, huge news about the upcoming
50th. Come on, Ricky, you can do better than that. I'm texting.
Come on, first sentence, come on. Some huge news about the upcoming 50th anniversary of the Walt Disney Resort. And for those who didn't know, the 50th anniversary, which is called the world's most magical celebration, everyone listening to this show knows, you know, it kicks off October 1st.
Really? No.
Yeah. What? What's that date? The world's most magical celebration will last for a whole 18 months. So don't worry if you can't make it on October 1st, which I think a lot of us will be there. You won't want to miss out on this fun. So we got nighttime spectaculars, you know. The first new fireworks spectacular will take place at the Magic Kingdom. The show will be called Disney Enchantment. Sounds awesome to me, Mike. And we've just talked about like that gold image with the castle. Looks super sweet. This will debut on October 1st. Disney Enchantment will take guests on a journey filled with adventure, wonder, and empowerment with the goal of inspiring everyone to believe in magic. I love that. That's a great description.
I'm so pumped for this. I mean, because the thing is, it took me a little bit to warm up to Happily Ever After, but now I'm like all in. I love Happily Ever After. I think it was because I liked Wishes so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then Happily Ever After, but now like I can't wait to see that. I mean, we get to see that. I mean, I can't believe we get to see Happily Ever After again here shortly. But I was shocked because it didn't have a long run. And I don't know if this is just going to be like a thing for maybe 20 months to bring back Happily Ever After. I don't know how it's going to work, but... Sounds
I think that's
to
going to be the goal, right? I think this is going to be like a specific 50th anniversary celebration, and then Happily Ever After may come back, maybe with some tweaks. Maybe they'll keep some of the effects from this show and just kind of enhance it a little bit.
True.
That's kind of what I'm thinking right now.
Think about that from 2 years from now. You know, if this celebration goes 18 months, or you know, they extended it, you know, to 20 months or something. I mean, think about all the new movies that have come out since Happily Ever After debut. I mean, that'll be like a 4 or 5 year span where you're right. They could tweak it and put some stuff in from, you know, say a Luca or, you know, whatever's the hot movie, you know, the
yeah,
new things.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to feature kind of like other fireworks shows, right? It's going to feature awesome music, enhanced lighting, stunning fireworks. And for the first time, those projections we were just talking about will extend, you know, from Cinderella Castle down Main Street, USA. That's the part I'm really excited about. You'll have so many different options to stand, right, and watch the show. Like, it's going to be super cool.
Okay, on that real quick, because Jennifer's asking in the live chat, do you think the 50th anniversary fireworks are going to play over Christmas time? We don't know, but I would say yes. Except for if they do a Christmas party, which I think they will. But I think the Christmas party will be like Boo Bash. It'll be an after-hours event. And I don't even know if they're going to do a fireworks show for that because it's an after-hours event. That's how they got out of it with Boo Bash. I would say you're going to see this because I think the draw for everybody over the next 20 months, 18 months or so, once October 1st hits, is to get down there to see these things. So I would say you will probably see these even on Christmas night.
I would agree with that, but you know, that's still a ways away, right? But I agree that this is going to kind of take over the special events for sure. But there's more awesome news to this story, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
So those for you that have been waiting for harmonious news, well, it's official that the Epcot Nighttime Spectacular will debut for the 50th anniversary also on October 1st.
Oh, can't be in both places at once.
Why can't I be in both places at the same time? You got Ratatouille opening and Harmonious on the same day. So Harmonious will be one of the largest nighttime spectaculars ever created for a Disney park. Harmonious will take place in the World Showcase Lagoon. It is a celebration of Disney music that inspires people worldwide and the stories and songs that unite us. Like, I mean, I think we know a lot about Harmonious, right? Just based, you know, this has been in discussion for a while, but the big news here is that October 1st date. I know you and me, Mike, we bounce back and forth a lot on speculation of when this date is going to come. And now we have it October 1st, and I'm super pumped for it.
Makes sense. We're going to get fireworks before that with Epcot Forever, just modified because they can't have the jet skis. But the thing is, if they want to have, it says worldwide, you know, music that inspires people worldwide and the stories and songs that unite, just play the Illuminations music.
Yes.
I mean, dude, yes. That is the best music ever. Don't even screw with it. Just play it.
Just tweak the show to match with the music of Illuminations that you've had for 20 years,
right?
You already
have the perfect soundtrack for fireworks. Don't reinvent the wheel. No, I know.
But you know what? Like, they're gonna blow us away somehow, Mike. Yeah, I feel like so. You know, they always find a way. Like, same with like Happily Ever After, right? Like, I was a pro Wishes guy. Like, same. There's no way you can get rid of Wishes. And I really enjoy Happily Ever After, you know, so I trust them.
Right. And the artist renderings look really cool. So I'll be
fine. Yeah, they do. But that wasn't it, Mike.
This last one kind of confuses me. Okay, I'm all in on this enchantment in Magic Kingdom. I'm all in on Harmonious, I think.
What about the daytime show at Animal Kingdom?
I don't know about these kites.
They just have to do something to fill the Rivers of Light, right? That theater.
And the thing is, I think that stadium is cursed. Like, I saw the Jungle Book thing. Well, first of all, yeah. I saw the one.
You and I saw it together. I remember the first time.
Well, first of all, I was down for a media event, and I saw the one running of Rivers of Light, like at a media event. I sat right behind Joe Rohde, looked at his ear the whole time, didn't really watch the whole show very much. I was like, dude, I'm sitting behind Joe Rohde. Pam, it didn't bother her. I was with Forrester. But I was like, dude, I'm in a media event with Joe Rohde. This is awesome. So I was like, this is kind of disappointing, but I don't want to say anything because I was like, you know, I've got to be happy. And then they didn't show it again for like 6 months. They retooled it. Then they did in the interim, they did the Jungle Book. I think it was horrible. Then they did Rivers of Light. I thought it was the most boring thing ever. So I don't know. I think that area is
third time's a charm, Mike. Third time is a charm.
That's crazy looking, though.
We got Disney kite tails coming. All right. That seems like a weird thing to say, but Disney kite tails is coming to Disney's Animal Kingdom. It'll take place several times a day at the Discovery River Amphitheater beginning October 1st. Performers will fly wind catchers and kites of all shapes and sizes. These elaborate three-dimensional kites, some stretching to 30 feet long. That's a pretty long kite.
That is, I'll give them that. That's a long kite. You're right.
Yep. So there'll be animal friends, including, you know, some of the familiar ones like Simba, Zazu, or Zazu. Am I saying that right? Baloo and King Louie performing to our favorite Disney songs. I think it sounds kind of fun. You know, I know you're definitely going to check it out.
It could be really cool. I mean, it's kites. I don't know. We'll see.
I think of like, it's going to be like the kite. It's not going to be like the kites like you see in Epcot Forever, because these are just like performers standing on ground holding them, I believe, because that's how it looks like in the artist concept.
Well, that makes it sound even more boring. They need to be on jet skis.
We shall see, right? Well, I mean, they got to do something. There's going to be a lot of people down there for, you know, these festivities. So they need something extra at Animal Kingdom. So this is what we got. And yeah, I'm not going to knock it until
It's hard to run up against like Magic Kingdom at Epcot when you're trying to do a show. Yeah. I mean, that's tough.
But there's more, Mike.
Yes, there is. Statues.
And this is actually the one I kind of like. Like, I mean, I like them all, but like this one is kind of under the radar to me. And it's the Fab 50 is kind of what they're calling it, right? So I mean, I'll kind of skip ahead because I know we're going long on this article, but there's the costumes, right? The iridescent costumes. We already got a sneak peek of what Mickey and Minnie's are gonna look like. The Fab 5 are also gonna get some iridescent costumes, including Chip and Dale. So that sounds pretty cool. I'm excited about those. But finally, in the new category, as Ricky put it, there will be special golden character sculptures that will debut on October 1st. There will be 50 characters total in this series of sculptures that will be displayed across all four theme parks. More details about these will be to come. So I kind of like this. It gives us an opportunity to get some new cool photos, right?
Right.
You know, like in the rendering, there's like Mickey and Minnie in gold in front of the castle, kind of like in the hub area. I think that's a cool photo to get a selfie in front of, something that's going to be new. We're going to have them all spread out around all four theme parks. But Mike, I was thinking about this. So one thing that I've been really wanting to get an update on is that Walt statue that's supposed to be around Spaceship Earth. You know what I'm talking about?
Dude, that they had so I haven't thought about that in probably 18 months. I haven't even thought about
it. I think that's more bronze though, right? But like, could they make that like the 50th? One like after they do all these idea. And then they reveal the Walt statue, that would be
49
awesome.
Boom 50. That'd be that's awesome. That's
what I'm hoping for. Because that statue just seems so cool to me. The one where he's like sitting on the steps or whatever, like casual clothes,
contemplating it. Yeah, yeah,
yep. So I don't know. I'm hoping that's kind of part of this. I hope that hasn't been forgotten with the whole like
I forgot
redo. Yeah.
Totally. On the last thing,
what do you think of this, Mike? What do you think?
I'm in because you know we did this thing when St. Louis had a big anniversary. I think it was like 250 years or something. They put these like birthday cakes out all around the town, and they're all unique to the area they were in. You know, like there was one in Florissant. It was our colors because our colors like yellow and green, and it was a big birthday cake. And I know they're gonna probably put these in mostly you know high traffic areas, but it'd be kind of cool if you put like a kind of a less known character that you got to kind of find every here and there, you know, cause you got 50 of them. And then it's like, you go out of your way and Animal Kingdom to maybe see some, you know, like a Brother Bear statue or something, you know, just not all like awesome. Right down Main Street.
Yep. And then you can just like try to get a selfie in front of them or whatever, like try to make a game out of it or whatever. Right. Like, I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Right. And then, so this last one real quick, I have to jump in here, the Beacons of Magic. If you watch the commercial and this commercial, I don't think it's super exciting for the 50th. I hope they kind of do more as we go on. It's a good kind of first commercial, I think. For the 50th, if you watch ESPN or MLB Network, it's on all the time. And it gets me excited every time. Like, I'll be at the Magic Kingdom on October 4th. Oh, I can't wait. But the thing is, what it shows is like, you know, the park icons getting like, you know, glowing. Basically like, you know, Cinderella Castle like lit up and sparkly and, you know, the Tree of Life, same. And that's like a feature that they even announced. They're going to do these things called Beacons of Magic, which I think is cool because, again, we're in an Instagram society. It'll be sweet looking.
It's going to be cool looking. It's definitely going to want to keep me in the park late at night to see these things. Right. I didn't want to go too deep into Beacons of Magic as you know, we kind of seen it all over the social media and like those commercials, but very excited about that. That was a big news morning. I'll tell you, man, that was awesome when all that information was dropped.
I love that. Okay. I'll get the last two news stories. So I'm going to open the phone lines real quick. Magical Express starting July 1st will not send you anything. They've kind of, we know Magical Express comes to an end this year, December 31st, 2021. And they were not obviously sending luggage tags over the past year because they are not delivering luggage post-COVID. And now they're deciding to send you the letter. And the funny thing is, like when this was announced that day before, I got our Magical Express letter for our trip next week. So I'm going to put that thing somewhere safe because that's one of the last ones I think. Yeah. This is a little, you know, this is what they used to do kind of thing. But so when you sign up for Magical Express, you probably know where to go if you're listening to this show. Just land, get your bags, and go to the, you know, follow the signs in MCO until the end of the year. And then after that, who knows? We'll figure that out. Last thing I want to ask.
Working with an awesome travel agent, hopefully, too, that can share that information with you, too.
We're still holding on that, though, because we haven't got anything official from Mears. So that'll probably be the answer. But we're waiting still for some official news. Last thing, what'd you think about the new Rooms of the Contemporary? Theme to the Incredibles. A few of these are okay. I don't want the whole Contemporary to be IP, like the Polynesian.
I agree. It needs to be a few so that you have those options. I love having options at Walt Disney World. Like, I think about Caribbean Beach. The pirate rooms aren't for me, yo.
No.
But dude, I tried them once. They are for some people.
Yeah, right. I tried them once, and it wasn't my thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you can try them and then go. It makes resort stays different. So right. If I'm going to be in an incredible room every time, it's not going to make it different. But if 1 week or one stay I get an incredible room and then I get a like traditional contemporary room, that's awesome. I love the options. But that's the only downside to me. I think they look really cool. They look really sleek.
They do.
I definitely want to check one out, but I would just like to have more options is all.
That pillow cracks me up with that Edna mode or whatever.
Yeah, I like the Frozone one too. Like,
there's a Frozone? I didn't see Frozone. I didn't look. Oh, Frozone's my guy. That'll be okay.
Yeah, there's a Frozone pillow as well.
Nice. Yeah,
the closet is cool too. It kind of has like their uniforms, like kind of like in the background. Like, so you open up the closet, and it's like you're grabbing your superhero suit.
Yeah, you know? So you can go to your wife when you're on vacation. Woman, wear my super suit.
Exactly. So, like, go look in the dang closet, Mike.
How many fights is that going to start between husbands and wives? Rather,
how many times are you going to hear that line said? It would have to be automatic every time.
My wife would not appreciate that.
But the bathroom looks super cool. Like the shower seems to be upgraded, you know, things like that. It looks really awesome, I will say. But we kind of how we kicked it off. Like, I would just wouldn't want every single room to be this way because it's not for everyone, you know?
Okay. So where I think they do it the best is Riverside, right? You got the princess rooms and it's a couple buildings and I always upgrade to them. Like, cause for one, they're in a great spot. Like they're almost like a preferred location room. And I can't stop pushing the firework button on the headboard. I love that thing.
It's so awesome. I love those too. That was the first time we stayed at Riverside. And then when we didn't get a Royal Suite room, I was like, oh.
Yeah, but exactly.
I mean, that room is awesome too, though. Like, right. So like you have all those great options, right?
And I mean, you got three at Riverside because you got the Alligator Bayou rooms too, which are way different. Okay. Last thing I want to bring up. I promise we're going to open the phone lines. That's why we're here. Nicole hit the nail on the head. What is Run Disney doing on social media over the past like 10 days, man? They are trolling us so hard. There's got to be an announcement here soon.
There has to be an announcement. I think we talked about this last Sunday too, how there was like this weird, someone got caught of some weird code on Walt Disney's.
Right.
And on the Run Disney website.
July 20th, I got it down and we landed on the moon and we were signed up for a race at some point. Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. But like, that puts you way behind schedule for the training, you know, if it's for marathon, you know, because that's supposed to technically like the Galloway plan starts like this week, you know, marathon.
The Chicago training started last week and it's in October. So maybe it's a different, I don't know, I get emails about it. Maybe it's shorter period. Yeah. I don't know, but yeah.
They're making a lot of people upset though. Like, I'm not getting too upset. I'm trying to be chill about it.
Because like, they're like,
if you ever read those comments,
the comments on those things are awesome because people are fired up about it. You don't get runners mad with stuff like that because the thing is, like, they put an Instagram post and say something like, a dream is something you have a goal for, you know, or something like some.
So give me a goal.
No kidding. Give me one. They're just so trolling us. I mean, like, it's just not even funny. I don't know what to say.
But it kind of is funny.
No, it's not. Because you know how many emails I get every time they send out a troll message? Mike, when's the sign up? I'm like, dude, they trolled me too. I'm like, I don't know.
Is this what you think the date's going to be? Let's book it right now.
Yeah, some 14-year-old girl's got the Instagram account for Run Disney and is playing games. I don't know what's going on.
It's nuts, man. Who knows what's going to happen this week?
That's crazy. I'm telling you. It is no joke. Run Disney. Get it together. I'm ready to run. Okay. Phone lines open. We promise. That's the news over at themouseforless.com.
We've given you a lot of good news.
Lot to talk about. Any of this stuff, you want to talk about anything else? 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Uh-oh. The kids just got home. Mallory had cheer camp today and yesterday, but I think they're home. So hope the dog doesn't start barking. We shall see. Oh, there she goes. All right, Alfred's on the line. Alfred, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much. How are you?
Doing well. Say hey to Scotty G.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey, Alfred. I've been thinking about you. How did your procedure go? Everything go okay?
Yeah, it went great, actually.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. Well, it was a rough one, but it's going to be great. I've lost, since the start of the process, 31 pounds.
Wow, that's great.
Since the surgery, 27.
That's good.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
Well, take it easy. Plenty of time. Slow and easy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think about all these announcements? This is crazy.
Oh my God.
The whole show is almost news. I know, it's nuts.
I can't wait for October 1st. That's all I'm going to say. The statues are going to be amazing. I think that's probably my favorite thing that's going to happen.
Even more than the fireworks and all that? That's good, though. I mean, because they're going to be – I hope they're permanent. Well, I don't know if they'll be permanent.
Maybe I don't think they will be. I was about to say that, Mike. If they're supposed to be, tied to the 50th, they might not be.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe they'll go to the resorts afterwards somewhere.
That'd be cool.
I think Walt will be the 50th one.
You think? That's a great idea, though.
And then that'll be the only one to stay afterwards.
That's good.
I hope that's part of it.
Yeah.
Because I want that. Yeah. I don't want that to get shelved. You know, I love that statue of Walt.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I think that's happening and will be great. I don't know. There's just so much going on and I missed a lot because of being down and out and staying with my mother for a few weeks. So I didn't keep up with everything. So tonight was great to hear all the different news pieces.
Oh, thanks.
I think the Animal Kingdom show, I don't know. I'm not sold.
We'll see. It's hard.
Kites, I hope they have kites that you can buy in the gift shop. That replica.
Yeah, that's just what we need. Yeah, I might fly your own kite. I'm like a Chinese kite festival.
We're going to go home with a kite.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that could end up happening.
It could. Yeah, they'll be $49.99 for a kite you get at Walgreens for $3.99. But yeah.
I want the 30-footer though.
Oh my gosh! What else was there? The fireworks are going to be great, all the time. You know, yeah. I don't see anything bad about that. It's great that they're finally coming back, but I have to say, I told you so.
Yeah, I know.
I told you October 1st.
I was saying we'd have fireworks before October 1st, and I thought it might be harmonious, but it's not harmonious. But hey, we all got a little right stuff here. We've all been guessing for the last 18 months. We're bound to get some.
and they were testing them last night. I'm sure if you were on social media, you saw some of this post yesterday.
Oh, can't. That just got me I'm so excited to get down there now. Oh.
I know. I'm like, oh, God. Let's see. I'm there 1, 2, 3 months.
Is it 3 months from October? Wait, it's just July, August.
Just about.
It seems like the 50th was, just over a year away, around not that long ago. I mean, it's right around the corner.
I felt the 50th was 10 years ago. That's how long I've been waiting for this to happen. And now it's nuts. Coming.
I need to jump on my airfare because all these announcements coming out.
Me too. Because I should have got it when Southwest had that sale last week and I meant to do it the last day and I forgot.
I looked last week and Delta actually had a reasonable price. I should have just snagged it. And it's probably doubled since then because of all these announcements.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to play with some things cause I'm actually doing Vegas in August. Awesome. So I have to get flights for both now. And I'm like, oh, God.
Don't lose your shirt out there. So you can still come down in October.
Don't throw
your theme park reservation for October 1st at the Magic Kingdom on the table and be like, double or nothing. Yeah, exactly. Don't do that. Yeah,
I lost my shirt without even going yet.
It's like, we'll give you, if you double down, you can get Ratatouille on the 29th. Or if you lose both.
Put it all on green.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right? Well, as you see my little icon, I'll just mention this quick. I'm going to see her perform live.
I don't see. Hang on. I got to scroll back. Is this still Debbie Gibson?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yes. I used to love some Debbie Gibson back in the day.
Yes. Well, then you're going to love her next CD. Okay. That comes out. Yeah. I'll just say quickly, because I know this is Disney, but every time someone with sports comes on, So I felt this is okay.
Yeah. We're family here. I make you listen to, you know, sports talk every night. So yeah.
So she's performing.
Yes.
August 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, and then September 16th to the 19th. So I got tickets for August 26th, 27th, 28th.
Dude, you're a Dev head.
You're in. It's like going to like a baseball series. You know, I'm going to go to all three games.
Yeah. I'm called a Diamond Dev head.
Oh, my God. You're a Diamond Dev head. That's crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, but I figured I'm not getting the fourth night because I want to see if I could get tickets cheaper when I get there. Because I literally spent about $500.
Oh, my gosh. Debbie Gibson thanks you.
About $600 or $700. Sorry.
Out of the blue, man. Yeah. Out of the blue and electric youth.
Yep. So the next CD she releases is August 20th, and it's called The Body Remembers, and it's going to be mostly dance music.
I'll have to check it
out. With a few ballads or mid-tempos.
That's what happens when there's no more rhyme.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know.
I know all the songs. I was a DJ.
Yeah. So this is going to be a huge... They're already talking about it and how big it's going to be. And it's like, I can't wait for this to come out.
Yeah, anything is possible.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
I get now lost in your eyes. I get lost in your eyes, Alfred.
You know that she re-released that now.
I didn't, but I'm going to check it out.
Her and Joey McIntyre.
Oh, my God.
They made a duet.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, right after the show. I'm checking it.
Yep. Yeah, it's amazing. They did a great job.
All right, we're going to roll, though, because I had a bunch of them stack it up because everyone wants to talk about all this stuff. But we'll check in with you. Not next Sunday. It's 4th of July, but we'll do it next show. All right. Well, hey, you take care of yourself. The following week we'll still be at Walt Disney World. It'll probably be like in 3 weeks from today.
All right.
I got to go have some fun. I got to go on vacation. I got to.
There'll be some live updates, though, from the parks
for real.
Like that.
Yeah, that's Sunday. Yeah, okay. Watch from the golf course.
Do a live stream.
Oh, we will. There's a gnat in here. Okay. It's driving me nuts. Okay, Alfred, I'll see you later.
Take care, Alfred.
All right, have a good one.
Yep.
Bye.
Yeah, I got to check that out. I was trying to think of every Debbie Gibson song I could remember, but couldn't
you were impressing me.
I was trying. Anything is Possible is a little known album by Debbie Gibson, by the way.
Okay, so our buddy Scotty Wordman is asking, like, how do we know Olivia? Can we hook this man up with Olivia's ADR? We're going to try to get her on the phone.
I know. Oh, yeah, Olivia. I mean, I don't think she has any connection to Olivia's, but we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Another one of the participants in the BOGP Open on the line. We're heading directly up to Nebraska. Wade, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how are you tonight?
Doing well. What are you up to?
You know, I just got off a bike ride, and I'm sweaty, so I figure I'm probably feeling like I'm going to feel on about hole, I don't know, one, with the heat and humidity at 7:03 a.m., but it's going to be a good sweat, right?
That's awesome.
I've been tempted to, like, look for an earlier tea time.
Shut up. What are you doing?
I know, right? But it's going to be so hot. That's awesome.
Oh, man, I tell you, Mike's going to have to get up like at 2 a.m. to get his run in to get over the course in time.
I've told myself I'm not running that morning. That's where the streak's going to stop. I'm just going to take the day off, golf, and have a good time with buddies. No running that day.
That's awesome.
Perfect.
I say that now.
Save your strength.
Yeah. So, wait, are you going to ship your clubs down? Are you going to pack the clubs?
I think I'm going to bring them. You know, I've got two different carriers, and I'm flying Southwest. And I was telling Shelly, I'm like, you know, I mean, it's free, you know, free bags, two per person. I might as well just stick them in there. And my younger son may bring his down, too. And we may go out and hit up, like, Lake Buena Vista or something like that one morning. So, yeah, I think I'm just going to bring mine. So
that sounds like a great idea.
All right.
I mean, if it can fly for free, right, why not?
That's right.
Exactly. I've got a hard case carrier, and I've got a soft case one, and the soft one actually is pretty protective. So I've got like iron covers. I just got some new ones. So I think I'm going to bring mine down. Nice. Geez, I figure I'm going to need everything I can after as many times as you've been out, Scott, practicing. So
no, same.
I was going to say, like, hey, no pressure, but if you need like a third or a fourth at LBV, like, let me know.
This guy is addicted, man. He needs to knock it off.
I'm saying it's Saratoga, so.
Don't there encourage
you go. Get another round and get another nine holes in or something, you know?
Exactly. So how's the bike ride? I like how you're doing. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask how your bike ride went today. Was it rainy? Because I feel like it's rainy like everywhere in the country. Maybe it's just in Michigan. I don't know. But like, how was the weather?
No. You know, what's crazy is if, and if you've been watching the College World Series, they've had games like delayed till 1 a.m. Yeah, we've had, it didn't rain today, but it's the first day time in like 3 or 4 days. And I think they said we've got like 4.5 inches of rain this month. And like 3.5 has come in the last 3 days.
Yep.
So it's just been pouring, you know, but we need it. So that's good. But yeah, it's a little, actually yesterday was beautiful. It was like in the 70s all day. I think it was the coolest day of the month. And so it was a great day. I went out for my run yesterday, and today it's just, it's beautiful out, but it's just, you know, it's that humid summer Florida stickiness right now.
Yeah, that's, but it's brutal here. It's like 92 and the humidity's just wicked. Cause same thing, like it just storms, stops. Yeah. I mean, the Cardinals game was in a rain delay today and we're like 20 miles from downtown, never rained here. And they had an hour and a half long rain delay. It was crazy pouring. But it's just, it's a summer
that's
thing.
That's like Omaha, too.
Yeah, it's just, it's all over the place. You know, rains there, doesn't rain here. Hey, let me ask you this, though, Wade, real quick. All those announcements that were announced last week about the fireworks shows, the statues, the kites, the Incredibles rooms. You said salt and straw is pretty good. You already kind of gave us that. Some of those flavors sound a little funky to me, but I'll take your word for it. What has you excited of all the news that's happening right now?
Well, I think, you know, I think the contemporary is going to be very cool. I think those that room design is, you know, it's a lot of character, what do you call it, insertion into the decoration.
Right.
But, you know, the A-frame contemporary, It has that futuristic look. I think it's a perfect, I think I'm very cool. Now, will I ever stay in those rooms? You know, I typically stay Disney Vacation Club, or if I'm not DVC, I'm over at, you know, at Pop Century. That's not true. I mean, I've stayed at Coronado and Port Orleans and those places, but never stayed in the A-frame. I've just stayed at Bay Lake Tower on points, but I think that's pretty cool. I love Salt and Straw. I've been there in San Diego, and yeah, they've got some crazy flavors. But honestly, I just like their normal flavors. Amen. You know, like a chocolate chip or whatever.
Yeah, that's me.
The double fold vanilla, yeah. Whatever that is.
It's gotta be twice as good.
Exactly. I think it's like some, and I know what you're talking about. I didn't have it, but yeah, I like their normal stuff. But it's really good ice cream. Very, you know, it's very Ample Hills esque without the different names, but a few more exotic flavors. But you know, that's cool. I think the fireworks are going to be great. You know, Epcot Harmonious. I'm interested on the Animal Kingdom show because that is such a great theater right there. They got to do something cool there. They have to. You know,
I agree because it's right there. I mean, it is. It's a very cool. I mean, it almost looks like it's built right out of the natural setting, even though we know the park's all man-made. But it looks like, oh, they carved some, you know, benches out of the stone, and it's very natural looking over water. But it's just like they haven't been able to find that hit yet. And I don't know if this is it. Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong a lot of things. Like I thought, oh, my gosh, that's going to be weird, and then I like it. But it looks weird to me. I don't know.
Yeah, it does. I almost wondered if they're like, well, they can't run the watercraft around Epcot forever, you know, so maybe they're taking the jet skis over there, you know. I mean, maybe they are. I don't know.
It could be.
I hope there's a Yeti kite. I'm just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be cool. I remember when they did that, you know, I mean, we all do. And it was construction forever and, you know, it was all blocked off. And I mean, it seems like and then the show took forever because they kept trying to perfect it, I guess. And it just drug on and on. And then it was like, oh, okay. I saw it once, you know, that's it. I didn't see the Jungle Book one. I think that was a short hold, you know, placeholder or whatever, but, I saw it once. And I think we were going to go a couple other times. I'm like, well, it was only running then a couple times a week, you know?
The weirdest thing about the Jungle Book, or this could have been Rivers of Light. I don't know. Like it all just jumbles together with me at this point, but like, they made the people working, like the cast members that were working in the auditorium, they made them dance. And like, I'm good at like, you know, crowd. If I had to be a cast member, I could probably do some crowd control and help people find seats and tell everybody, you know, fill in all the available. I could do all that stuff. they tell me to do some kind of dance in the middle of the show. Dude, I'm sorry, man. I don't have any rhythm. And some of these people didn't have any rhythm. They were like me. I mean, it was just, it was awkward. Because the guy was like, I was at the end of the row. The cast member guy was like next to me and he was trying. I want to give him a cast compliment for trying, because it's like me when I try to learn this Ted Lasso dance. I can't do it. Like, I've tried. Like, I'm like, how do my feet go? I got to do this and that. He tried. He couldn't do it. I couldn't do it either. I just hope that they don't make folks have to embarrass themselves. That was rough. But they got into it, so I'll give them credit. I was going to give them a cast compliment.
Oh, there you go. Well, maybe they'll figure it out. Or maybe after it, maybe it's, I don't know. I think someday they got to figure it out, right? They got to figure that out. It's too great of a theater or area. And like you said, it's all very natural, the lake and all that. So hopefully, but you know, Harmonious is going to be great. I mean, the fireworks are awesome. I mean, it's going to be exciting to see Happily Ever After in a few weeks too. So, excited about that. Yeah, it's going to be cool. There's a lot happening. And I think I have seen there's more to come. I don't know about Run Disney. I'm still like, yeah, I see some of those posts and I go, well, all right. I could see him pumping it up and then say, it's a great virtual run.
Oh, dude, if they do that, they better, and this is just me from growing up in the 80s, they better get an unlisted phone number and get in the witness protection program, whoever runs the social media, because there is going to be death threats on them. I'm not kidding, because runners do not screw around. We know that. Like, don't toy with our emotions. This is the ultimate troll.
So wine and dine at this point has to be virtual, right?
It has to be. I mean, I would say yes.
So why haven't they announced that yet?
Yeah, I know. Why? Yeah, yes.
That's a strange one too. And I thought about that. And the only thing I think is I thought of, well, you know, virtual is like, hey, run it between, you know, November 1st and March 1st, and we'll send you a shirt and medal. You know, they don't have to worry about any on-site activation and employees and volunteers and all that. But I got to believe, I mean, wine and dine, it's, you know, that's around the corner, right? So I got to believe that's done. Marathon weekend, I think it could happen. But, you know, labor, the labor thing, I think has a part of it too. Yes. Labor and manufacturing. Yes. Manufacturing, you know, I know in our company, manufacturing supply chains right now around the world are very tough. They're very difficult right now, but you know, maybe, I don't know. It takes a long time to manufacture 30,000, you know, dry fit shirts and all different sizes and metals, and let alone get all the volunteers and people, which I've been saying, we've all been saying for a long time now. That's once the mask mandate went away, which it has, obviously, vaccination rates are up. That's good. But now it's like getting the stuff and getting the people. So
I think that's it. That's totally it. Because, I mean, think about it. Every place is having trouble getting folks to work. And, I mean, you know, they're raising wages and so forth. I mean, folks are not working in some jobs for like $15 an hour. Think about how hard it's going to be to get volunteers at that scale to volunteer. You know, because that's not an easy volunteer shift. I mean, you're getting there like at 1 o'clock in the morning and you're out in the weather and it's not comfortable. I mean, I appreciate those volunteers, but I think that's going to be their biggest challenge moving forward.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I think that's something they in the next 4 or 5 months. So, you know, is that at the top of the priority? I don't know. It'd be nice if they announced something and gave a direction, even if it were to say, hey, the next race is the new Star Wars race in, you know, April 15th or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that if they did. I mean, obviously I want marathon weekend to happen, but you know, we are past the normal registration deadline by a couple months now. And, again, the supply chain thing, I don't know. I also thought, geez, do they want to take money and then have to refund it again?
That's true.
In case, you know,
Do
they want to wait until the next fiscal year, which I think for them is like
October 1st.
Yep. I don't know. I mean, it could be stuff like that, but we'll see, but they are certainly trolling a little
bit. Yeah, seriously, quit it. That's all I say, quit it. Just, if you're not going to tell us anything, don't tell us anything. Like, that is just, that is like, you look up the definition of trolling, that's it, man. They're messing with our emotions. Knock it off, Disney.
I think you said it's an intern.
Totally. He's like, watch, Mom, I'm going to get all these runners fired up again. Let me just get this picture here. Bam, let me put this little comment. You need a goal. No kidding. Yeah. Oh. That dude's going to get woman or lady, man, whoever's doing it. I'm telling you, don't.
They're going to come out and be like, it was Stitch all along.
they better not be on that stage ever at one of those start lines.
Oh, that's funny.
No, yeah. We appreciate it. Well, hey, we'll be down there together soon. I can't wait to see you, Wade.
Cannot wait for it. It's going to be great. The BOGP first annual open is going to be epic. It's going to be on fire. So look forward to it, guys.
All right. You stay safe.
It's going to be a sweaty one. Looking forward to it.
That's right. We'll catch you in a couple weeks, buddy. Stay safe.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye. Yeah, that is. He's brought up some great points. The labor is going to be an issue, and also manufacturing of all the stuff.
Yeah, and I've been talking about volunteers for a while too. I think we all have, and like that's some. There's so many volunteers at these races, right? And
it's unbelievable. It's crazy how many. If you've never done a Run Disney race, man, there are so many volunteers. It's they're everywhere, and
you know what? I was thinking about this earlier, Mike. Like, as you know, like I'm not in the best shape. I'm like in some of the worst running shape I've been in the last few years. So like, if they do marathon weekend, I was thinking. Maybe I'll do the 10K and a half and then volunteer for one of those races, you know, not do dopey, but volunteer for one. And like, I think that'd be kind of a cool experience, you know, it's something I've never done.
That's actually a good idea. If I didn't run them all, that'd be fun. Okay, we have our next call on the line. Who's joining us?
Hi, it's Brooke. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Brooke from Pennsylvania.
How are you guys?
Doing well. Say hi to Scotty G.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Scotty. Hi. So there was so much news this week, but I have to say, I'm really excited about all of it. My next trip is not this summer, so I am so jealous of everybody who gets to see Happily Ever After. I can't believe that I might not see that again for, I don't know, years in person.
I'll come back and report on it for you. Yes, I know. I totally hear you. When Scott goes down, I can't go. I'm the same way. I'm like, I'm so happy for you, and I'm so jealous right now. But what can you do?
Yeah, I'm just that's killing me a little bit. Yeah, happy for everyone down there. But but I think in the beginning of the pandemic, my daughter, we definitely watched it on YouTube. I felt like once a week for like, I don't know, a couple months. And we always thought, oh, we can't wait to go back and see it no matter when it is. But now the like reality is it'll be a long time.
But the thing is, if you get down there during the 50th celebration, I bet you this show, this Enchantment, is going to be something that, I mean, let's hope, right? I mean, it's for a very special occasion. This has to be, the goal of this has to be like the fireworks show at the Magic Kingdom to end all fireworks shows, you know, I would imagine.
You know, and I'm thinking too, like, Mike, like, I just thought of this, there's probably going to be like some Walt speak, right? Like, there's probably he's going to talk about like the blessing of size. There's like, and I'm going to just lose it when that happens.
Me too.
Yes. We got out to Disneyland, I guess, in 20. I don't know what year anything is anymore, but we did see, we caught the fireworks show that did have Walt speaking. I don't know which one it was. And that was really emotional. And having some nostalgia in the shows might be, maybe that's what Disney's going to do for that, because we haven't heard anything about what they're going to do for the 50th celebration that like kind of tugs on all of our heartstrings for the nostalgia stuff. So maybe it's in that type of fireworks show.
That'd be great. I'm all about it. You know, I'm all nostalgic. I was disappointed in that initial commercial that they're showing right now because,
yeah, for sure.
You know, they're not tying any nostalgia in. It's just all like, okay, this is going to be a new thing. It's going to be a new thing. Like, but for me, you know, if it's a 50th, if it's an anniversary, on anniversaries, you look back at where you came from over the past 50 years. And I think they still have a big opportunity for that. And you're right. Because I remember when they did that, like, I think it was a pre-show at the Magic Kingdom where you could get your picture up on the castle. Like, they apparently took like PhotoPass pictures and threw them up there, you know, and there was a part where Walt talked in that thing, and I was jello every time. Like, oh, stop. Can't take it.
And, you know, I think would be nice for something in the 50th. You know, there's so many wonderful new attractions at the parks, but there's still some the old originals. And sometimes, I mean, I'm guilty of it. We've gone and we've not stopped in Tiki Room, or we haven't, you know, gone to Country Bears, whatever. But, like, you know, celebrating those old attractions would be nice somehow, whether it's in the music or in the show somehow. It would be nice to highlight those things.
What if I didn't even think about this, but what if, like, everything that's original from the Magic, because this would only be the Magic Kingdom, obviously, that at the entrance they put, like, a golden, you know, like archway or something, you know, just to denote, hey, you know, this was here in 71. We got everything rolling.
Some way to mark those historic pieces.
That's a great idea.
That'd be cool.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah,
I like
it's really exciting. I think of all the announcements, I'm probably most excited about Harmonious just because the build-up has been coming for so long.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. And I think I called a few. I don't know when I called last, but I did call about the barges and how they were making me really nervous. But that one shot that they did put out, that apparently was a photograph and not an artistic rendering, that was pretty impressive. It was gorgeous. So So I have hope. I think it's going to be great.
You just, you know, Pam Forster's taught me this over the years because she's been in the thing, you know, the whole fandom and everything. And I mean, it's her livelihood for longer than I have. Mm-hmm. And one day she just told me, you know, you just got to trust Disney on changes, you know, and this was like a small change. Yep. This is like when they updated the Haunted Mansion, you know, I was like, oh my God, how do you, mm-hmm. you don't update something that's perfect. She's like, no, just trust Disney. Yeah. It'll be, you know, they're not going to screw it up. They're just going to, there's ways they can make it better. And it's just, when they did Pirates and they added, you know, Jack Sparrow. I was like, oh, don't mess with Pirates. She's like, yep. just trust Disney. It'll be fine. And you know, it's always turned out for the better. So, you know, I think this is another one of those harmonious trust Disney, you know, walk out of there crying like a baby and cheering like, you know, you won the World Series. Who knows? I mean, I'm excited for the opportunity.
And it's going to be awesome when the Illumination soundtrack is playing.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. When it's like, we go on, I'll be
So who's the Imagineer that like posts all these on Twitter? Like, is it, I can't think of his name right now.
Tom Morris?
No, he's like working on the project right now. I can't think of his name. But anyway, in a comment, someone asked him about the torches. Like, will the torches light up during the show? And he commented saying like, yes, absolutely. The torches will still play a role, which is huge for me.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I can't wait.
I'm excited. I won't be there the first week, but I'll be there within the first month. I can't talk about it too much because I've got
someone
listening.
I know. Seriously, I'm going solo, and I kind of feel guilty, but then everybody else has to do their thing. So I got to, that's why I told everybody around here. I was like, it's my job.
Oh, I'm not doing that. I'm just not filming yet.
No, I'm telling you, I am. I mean, sorry. I got to go. It's my job.
Totally. Fair.
That's a
totally
great thing
fair.
To say. Well, hey, thanks for the great comments, and we'll have to talk next show. So, a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Thanks. Have a great week,
all right,
everyone.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Thanks,
happy
you too.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. 407-413-9395. Michelle in our live chat. I'm so jealous because her son is a college program, or I know a cast member, and she is invited to the Happily Ever After preview this Tuesday night. She's on the road right now to Florida.
That's awesome.
Which I would be, right? If somebody gave me an invitation. That Jeep would be heading southeast.
Another thing I forgot about are like the iridescent like cast member name badges. That's like another
cool
thing too.
Yeah, those are the small thing, but a cool thing, right?
It's very small thing.
We
noticed
that. Like the normal guests, who cares? But we do. Like, it's awesome. Okay, we have our next call. Disney gives us news. We get calls. I like it. We're synergy here. Okay, who's on the line?
This is great. This is Jennifer Keenan from the Florida Panhandle. Back from the Party of Nine Riviera graduation trip.
Oh my gosh. You survived. You made it.
We did a fried chicken off. We had fried chicken at homecoming and then also at Olivia's this trip.
Oh, you better.
Who won the battle?
Oh, knock it off. You can't pick between those two.
I think homecoming.
Two? Yeah, okay.
We did. It's homecoming. Yeah.
Oh man.
That's awesome.
So what, you had the buttermilk chicken at Olivia's, and then you had, what was the dish? Was it just the fried chicken at homecoming? I can't remember what it's called.
The homecoming, it's an appetizer, and it's like three chicken biscuits with a hot honey sauce.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds awesome right now.
And that was amazing with a bunch of puppies. So, yeah.
Yeah. First thing I do when I get, because we're going down on a Tuesday and we don't have park tickets the first day. So the first thing we're doing, going to Olivia's as soon as we land. That's priority number one. You know, most people go to the Magic Kingdom. Nope. Going to Olivia's, having dinner. That's what we're doing. Well, so give us some other highlights. How'd it go? I mean, the Riviera was probably awesome, I'd imagine.
It was perfect. It was amazing. Unfortunately, with our trip, it rained every single day. So we didn't put two and two together. The Skyliner, whenever there's lightning, they shut it down. And so you'd walk all the way to the Skyline station, and then they send you to the bus station, but then a bus didn't come multiple times. So it was kind of, that was the only part that Disney needed to step it up a little bit. But otherwise, when we did get to ride the Skyliner, it was perfect.
That's good. So what, give us like a highlight or some special moment that happened during this trip. Because with that many folks and celebrating a milestone like that, I'm sure you have some memories.
So Rise of the Resistance Pass, I know we talk about it every time, but this is where we are. So 7 a.m., you would think seven teenagers at 7 a.m. could get us the passes, but we missed it both days at 7 a.m., but we got it both days at the 1 p.m. So
that makes me feel so much better.
We tried, and we did every tip you can.
When I hear somebody got it at 1 o'clock every time, it just makes me feel better, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's like the insurance policy in my heart, you know, that if I don't get it, it's not all over. I get another chance.
Jennifer, if I recall from our convo like a couple weeks ago, you were doing a two-bedroom at the Riviera too, right? How was that?
Yes. Yes, it was beautiful. And the kids somehow with two showers, we made a party of nine work. So, I mean, it really did work. We stuck together the first couple days and did everything together, the lines, the meals and everything. And then the last couple days, it was just release. And like, we didn't even see them one whole 24 hours, just let them go. And they went from park to park and ride to ride where we wanted to go back and take a nap. So we're too old for all that.
So they just basically took turns and they took a shower every third day or something. I'm just kidding. That's what I'd have done. No. So when you kind of talked to them when, you know, as things wrapped up, what did the kids say was the highlight of it? Was it just being together for a time like that at a place like Walt Disney World? Was it, it's always interesting because I think every kind of age breakdown has something that's kind of surprising. You know, little kids usually enjoy the pool more than even going to the theme parks. What was it for them?
So we got the announcement while we were there that they were going to let people go on rides without masks. And it just happens to be the day we were going. So we got to remove our mask at Magic Kingdom, which is, you know, just a great spot to leave either first day or last day, just to catch as many things as you can. So to go back and get those ride pictures without the mask on the last day, that was probably the highlight. And of course we wish it was the whole time, but just even that one half day was perfect.
I bet it felt like, because I just remember like the first time I went into Target, right, after all this, you know, without a mask, right? I felt like it's weird. But the thing is, it's weird that it's weird because that's how I did everything for the first 46 years of my life. And riding that ride was probably, you know, like I'm free, you know, like I get to do this and I can smile and I can yell and I, you know, I still haven't been down where you don't have to wear a mask on a ride. It's crazy that I'm looking forward to that. But it's going
to
be fun.
That was the best part, to be honest with you, because it was so hot to have your mask on in the lines outside. So that was just brutal. June heat, obviously. So it's just right up there, close to 95 degrees days. So that was just a nice gift at the end. And really, just like, you know, when you walk down Main Street, all the little details, like the street lamps progress from gas to electric, like they did in Time, or the trail in Liberty Square, it used to be, you know, where obviously if it was real, it would be like where the bathroom sewage would run down the street. So I don't know if you know those little tips and stuff. So it's fun to tell the kids, like, see how the shutters aren't straight. That's on purpose. And you know, see when you're in Dino Land, how the sign says 498 for when it was opened April of 1998. So all those little details, especially for those first timers, they loved all that and they ate it all up.
Oh yeah,
that's awesome.
We're taking a first timer with us. Mallory's friend's going with us, and I'm gonna be busting out all that stuff. Now, she's a 13-year-old girl. She'll be like, "Shut up, I don't care," you know. But you know, it'll be fun for me.
They won't. Yeah, and the friends are so grateful. That's the difference. So our kids 13. Are just used to it. 13. I think
13's different than like 17.
I think that, yeah, 13-year-old though is still gonna behave because they're our friend, you know.
Yeah, but they
gonna, like,
they don't care.
They're gonna soak it up.
Yeah, they don't care about that stuff. Yeah, I doubt it, but we'll see. We'll see. Because the thing is, like, Emily knows all that stuff. Mallory knows all that. Like, I have nobody else to give that knowledge to. Like, I go with the people I always hang out with know more than I know about Disney parks. So for once, I'll have the upper hand and I'll probably be just laying it on thick. You know, I never get that.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It'll be fun. Well, hey, I'm glad you guys had a great trip. And I might have to do that challenge. I like that, the homecoming versus Olivia's. Now, did you guys at least have a couple days in between?
We did. We did a date night at Olivia's. That was just my husband and I. We went there one rainy night. We didn't want to go into the parks and get more wet, so we just decided to Uber over and go ahead and grab dinner. And as a matter of fact, our next trip we decided is going to be a couples-only trip. We're leaving the kids. So we're ready to go.
That's the way to do it. I've never done that yet. I'm just it's a myth to me. I always take the kid.
Or you go by yourself.
Or I don't take the wife. You know, yeah, that's so sad. I want her to go.
You just go with me, Mike.
That's it. That's it. I go with Scott. That's so weird. Anyway, hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next show. So have a great 4th of July.
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. See you later.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, hey, we got to wish Margie and Herschel, Lenny, a very happy anniversary because it's coming up on July 6th. We don't have another show until after that. That's actually the day I get down to Walt Disney World. And let me see if I can scroll back because I saw that it's their 30th anniversary. So listen to all the shows. So happy 30th anniversary. It's double what Pam and I just celebrated to Herschel and Margie. Have a great July 6th on your anniversary. Have a great anniversary.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. Whew. All right. We are going to get out of here. But of course, now don't forget next weekend we got a lot of international listeners. And I know folks are talking from the UK. Let me try to scroll back to that. That was Darren McKay said, thanks to both you and Scotty G for keeping the magic alive for all of us. We're based in the UK and still not allowed in. The flights for our 3-week trip in July have just been canceled. So we know that it's a rough time. I know Sydney, Australia, they're having some times with lockdowns again. So you know what? We rallied together last spring when all this stuff was happening. We just got together, talked Disney, and made it through it somehow. We'll do it. We'll continue to do this. So hang with us. And of course, next Sunday night, no show, 4th of July. The next Sunday night, I'll be down at Walt Disney World, so no show there. But we'll make up for it with the content on Instagram and Twitter. We'll go live and have a lot of fun with that. And Maya Grill's back open. Did you, real quick, Scott, dude, those pictures, do you see, there's like a margarita flight and some chips and guac. Dude, sign me up.
Sign me up. I tried to get one, though, for a day that we're there in. I think they're closed certain days. I don't think they're like fully open because like some ADRs were available on like Thursday through Sunday, but like Monday and Tuesday weren't open or something like that. So I got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Cause we got to get the Maya Grill.
Well, you know, we'll go there and like beg if we have to, like, and the thing is we'll get the smooth jazz guitar guy. He'll vouch for us. Right. He's like, I know these guys, like, you know,
we have so many selfies with him.
I type in smooth jazz guy. And like, he comes up in Google Photos. I'm not kidding.
I'm pretty sure there's a photo of us with him at the bar, like a photo, like on the wall.
I think
right?
there is. Yeah, I think there is. So yeah, we are excited for my grill. We're going to have a good time. We'll be sharing that all with you on social media. So do follow at @BRGuestMike on Instagram and Twitter. It's a good time to kind of give that follow right now because it'll be happening next week. And Scott is at @EpScott, EpScott. And of course, follow Palm Trees of Disney as well. Real quick, don't forget the show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you with your next Disney vacation. Just drop by themagicforless.com. Free way to support the show, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. When you buy all your stuff online, I'm buying all kinds of random, you know, it's a week before the trip, right? You got to buy all that random stuff. I'm buying, you know, cheap golf balls, you know, phone chargers, cords, you know, little like external batteries, just little trinkets you got to put together for the kit to go. So when you do that, just use our Amazon link. And then also, thanks to our patrons, you guys allow us to put out the show, and we appreciate that so very much. We are going to have shows, Mike in the Midwest. I'll record those, I think, ahead of time before we head down, so we'll have some stuff. I think Scott and I are going to do a little Trivial Pursuit for one of the shows, just back and forth, first one to 10 wins. I think that'll be kind of fun. Oh,
yeah. Bring it.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. So we'll have some stuff on there for you as well. If you'd like to become a patron, just visit patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast. And again, a couple weeks out on the call-in shows, but we'll do it hot and heavy as soon as we get back and catch up with all the news. We'll talk about the trip. We'll take your calls, all that stuff, mid-July-ish. Okay, so we're going to get out of here and wish you a great Sunday night if you're tuned in live, a great Thursday if you're checking this out on the feed. For Scotty G, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome day, night, whatever time, afternoon, wherever you're listening. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.